From Washington, this is VOA News. Afghanistan has a new president. Sierra Leone has decided to end its Ebola lockdown. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Former finance minister and ex-World Bank economist Ashraf Ghani has been declared the president-elect of Afghanistan just hours after he signed a power-sharing deal with runner-up Abdullah Abdullah. The announcement has ended months of uncertainty about that country's political future.
Chief Election Commissioner Ahmed Yusuf Nuristani announced the much-awaited outcome of a bitterly disputed presidential runoff vote Sunday in Kabul. He said the Independent Election Commission declares Ashraf Ghani as the new president of Afghanistan. Nuristani added he congratulates both the president-elect and Abdullah Abdullah as the chief executive of the country. He did not disclose the final vote tally, saying it has been shared with both the presidential candidates, and left the room without taking questions. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Sierra Leone has ended a three-day nationwide lockdown aimed at stopping the Ebola outbreak. The health ministry Sunday said it had reached 75% of its target of visiting 1.5 million homes. The government had ordered Sierra Leone's 6 million people to stay home Friday, Saturday, and Sunday so teams could go door-to-door trying to locate hidden Ebola patients and educate others on how to avoid the deadly disease. Officials said the outreach would continue in communities that have been identified as hotspots across the country. The operation appears to have gone smoothly, except for an incident Saturday when young people attacked workers trying to bury bodies of Ebola victims near the capital of Freetown. The attackers dispersed after reinforcements arrived to protect the burial team. This is VOA News. Islamist militants are advancing in northern Syria, aiming to take over a key Kurdish town that could strengthen the group's grip along the Kurdish border. Islamic State fighters are nearing the city of Ain al-Arab, also known as Kobani, with reports the group was 10 to 15 kilometers away Sunday after overrunning other towns. The encroaching militants pushed 70,000 Kurdish refugees into Turkey since Friday. The Kurdistan Workers' Party issued calls to arms for Turkish Kurds to defend Syria's border towns. Turkish media reports 300 Kurds crossed overnight to join the Syrian Kurdish People's Protection Units. As refugees continue to flee fighting, Turkish security forces temporarily closed entry points and used water cannon and tear gas to disperse a crowd gathering on the Turkish side of the border. Ukraine is now saying it will not pull back troops from the front line with pro-Russian separatists, that until violations of a two-week-old ceasefire are stopped. Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council spokesman Andriy Lysenko said Sunday separatist and Russian troops continue to launch attacks against Ukrainian security forces. He said as a result, Ukraine is not talking about implementing a deal reached Saturday in Minsk, calling for the government and the separatists to each pull back artillery 15 kilometers from the front line to create a 30-kilometer buffer zone. The heaviest gunfire Sunday erupted around the separatist stronghold in Donetsk. The new clashes came within hours of NATO's top military commander, U.S. Air Force General Philip Breedlove, saying that the current situation is not good with Russian troops still inside Ukraine. Yemen's prime minister resigned Sunday as the government and Shiite opposition members were poised to sign a peace agreement after a week of intense clashes around the capital. Mohammed Basandawa stepped down amid reports that Houthi rebels had taken over several government buildings without resistance. In a resignation letter to President Abdurrabu Mansour Hadi, the outgoing leader said he was leaving to pave the way for the formation of a national unity government. Yemen's interior ministry told the country's security forces to avoid fighting with the rebels in a statement posted on its website. Kenya's president says that country's troops must stay in Somalia to fight al-Shabaab, the militant group responsible for last year's deadly assault on Nairobi's Westgate shopping mall. The comments from President Uhuru Kenyatta were published on the one-year anniversary of the attack, which left at least 67 people dead, most of them shoppers targeted by al-Shabaab gunmen. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.